Good morning. We're calling to order this Wednesday, March 25th, 2015, variance hearing. I'm Scott Sanchez, the zoning administrator, here with Ava Atera-Taylor, who's at the controls for the hearing today. We'd like to begin with some basic items. First, general information about the order of presentations. The applicant and or owner will be allowed 5 minutes to present oral arguments as to how the five findings necessary to justify granting a variance have been met. More on that in just a second. At this time, the applicant, when they approach to present their case, they should also submit their declaration of posting when they approach. Any members of the public, either proponents or opponents, will be allowed 3 minutes each to speak. If there's any public testimony in opposition to a project, then the project sponsor will be allowed 3 minutes for rebuttal. During the hearing, I may ask questions of the applicant and or members of the public. And at the conclusion of the item, may either continue it to a future hearing date or take action today or take the item under advisement for a later decision. There are two items on the consent calendar today. The consent calendar items are matters that are considered routine. If anyone would like to speak on one of the two items that's on calendar today for consent, please step forward. Otherwise, those two cases would be granted. There's a general public comment at the end of the hearing for items that are not on the agenda. And now the criteria for justifying a variance. Planning Code Section 305C states that in order to grant a variance, the zoning administrator must determine that the facts of the case are sufficient to establish the following five findings. Finding number one, that there are exceptional and extraordinary circumstances applying to the property involved or to the intended use of the property that do not apply generally to other property or uses in the same class district. Finding number two, that owing to such exceptional and extraordinary circumstances, the literal enforcement of specified provisions of the planning code would result in practical difficulty or a necessary hardship not created by or attributable to the applicant or the owner of the property. Finding number three, that such variance is necessary for the preservation and enjoyment of a substantial property right of the subject property possessed by other property in the same class of district. Finding number four, that the granting of such variance will not be materially detrimental to the public welfare or materially injurious to the property or improvements in the vicinity. Finally, finding number five, that the granting of such variance will be in harmony with the general purpose and intent of the planning code and will not adversely affect the general plan. Due to current backlogs, it may take up to 2 months for a decision letter to be completed and issued after the hearing. If anyone would like a copy of the decision letter, please sign in on the sign-in sheets on the far wall. That's very important because it's the decision letter which carries with it the ability to appeal to the Board of Appeals, and any decision can be appealed to the Board of Appeals within 10 days of the decision letter. Other items, private conversations can be disruptive during the hearing. While we do encourage parties to meet and discuss the project, we would request that that be done outside of the hearing room. The next variance hearing is scheduled for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2015. Audio recordings of these variance hearings are available online at our website. And now we can move on to the consent.
Two items in our consent calendar. Item number one, 2013.1579V, 800 El Camino del Mar, front setback and side yard variances sought. Item number two, case number 2014-000940VAR, 164 Belvedere Street, front setback variance sought.
Is there anyone here that has any public comment on either of the two consent calendar items? Again, 800 El Camino del Mar or 164 Belvedere Street. If there is no public comment, then both of these cases would be granted with standard conditions. Seeing no public comment on either of these items, we would close the public hearing and be inclined to grant the requested variances, and we can move on to our regular calendar.
First item in our regular calendar, item number three, case number 2014.1549V, 1321 De Haro Street, front setback, rear yard, and street frontage variances sought. Is the sponsor of this project here? Would you please approach the mic? You have 5 minutes, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, Zoning Administrator Sanchez. Tom Tunney of Ruben Junius and Rose on behalf of the property owner and variance applicant. I don't have a lot to add to the findings we submitted. This is truly a unique property, steeply sloping from front to back, and a unique development pattern on this block with structures built on the towards the center of the lots and the design of the street front. We submit that the evidence exists to support the findings and support the variance. I do want to submit for the record, if I may, a letter of support from the Star King Open Space Board of Directors. We have worked closely with the Open Space and addressing their concerns, and they have written this letter confirming that the project would not have impacts on access to the open space or any encroachment on the open space. So we hope that's helpful with any concerns neighbors may have. I'm happy to answer any questions that may arise. The property owner is here, as is the architect, and we urge your approval of the variance. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. I do recall the previous case and the appeals that we did have at the Board of Appeals, a previous property owner, previous architect, and happy to hear that you've been working with Star King Open Space to and have their support. There was an email that was sent yesterday with some concerns about the project, and I think there'll be members of the public here to speak to that. But I want to make sure that you did get a copy of the letter from the public with concerns.
We did. Oh. Yes, sure. And we're prepared to respond to any questions. And
okay. We'll move on concerns. To public comment then.
Thank you.
Thank you. So public comment on this item, and we're on item number 3 for 1321 DeHaro Street.
Oh, yeah. That's it. 2398
Oh, that's the last item on the calendar, so we'll be taking public comment at the end of the hearing.
Yes, and also I need somebody speak Cantonese.
You know, translator? Okay, well, we can ask if... did you ask staff in advance about providing a translator?
I have questions about the next door building.
Okay, so you're the neighbor to the project.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll see
Thank
if we
you.
Can find a translator, perhaps, that can help answer those questions. So let's take a 5-minute recess.
Let me try to find it. I can use my cell phone and look for a number on the website. There's a silent alarm again.
See. Media services.
Check on one of them. Okay, let me
And the water. The water channel is in on that. And then the first floor that has like a virtual building and then has an apartment around it has a backyard.
Howard, it's Emma from 408. One of our
Thank you. We're back in order. So unfortunately, we cannot provide a translator at short notice. We do need to have advance notice. So for the member of the public, your item will be the last item called. And is the project sponsor here for Alemany? So it sounds like there may be some questions related to the project. So if you would maybe, you know, given that we do have some time till that and is called, if you would maybe mind going out into the hallway and seeing if those questions could be answered prior to the item being called, that would be very helpful. So it's the member of the public that has questions is the woman in the red dress. So you've already communicated. Okay. But if you wouldn't mind having some further discussion and then reporting back, that'd be great. Thank you. So thank you, everyone, for your patience, and we can move back to public comment, general public comment. For item number 3 for 1321 DeHaro. Is there any member of the public to speak on 1321 DeHaro Street? Seeing none. Project sponsor, did you want to just maybe quickly rebut the issues that were raised in that letter? I know you provided the letter confirming the open spaces supported the project, but maybe just briefly address some of those points that were raised in the email.
Sure. My read of the concerns really had to do with impacts on the open space. There was a suggestion that the project encroaches on the open space, which is not the case. I think that was a misunderstanding, and also that access would be restricted. I think what the neighbors saw was the building wall itself, and instead thought it was a retaining wall that somehow blocked the existing access, and that's not the case. It's not a retaining wall. Garage wall, it was just a sort of a misinterpretation of the plans, and in fact, we feel access will be improved, easier at grade to walk across and get to the open space. I think the open space could confirm that. And in terms, I know there were also comments about construction, and those are issues we'll work with the neighbors on. We'll make sure that we accommodate them as we can as to hours, and of course we'll be subject to all of the municipal code. Okay. Restrictions as to construction.
Thank you. And have you had any direct contact with the person who sent the email, because they did state in their email that they would be here today to speak.
Right, no. We did not. I received a call from the planner saying that the planner spoke with the neighbor after the email and was able to respond to many of the questions. I think that may be why they're not here. I think they resolved their questions.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Sure.
So with that, public hearing is closed. I'd be inclined to grant the requested variances, and this is a modified project from previous version, substantially improved and has support of the open space. So with that, we can move on to the next item.
Can we take – I just want to make sure that I'm recording this correctly because
sure.
I put it on pause, so I want to reset it.
Okay.